All right, so Fletch, what's the plan?
Wait, what's? I just woke up. What's going on?
We're breaking Kat out of podcast prison so she can come back on the podcast.
Is this where all your co-hosts disappear to? What the fuck is this?
No, yes, undetermined. That's classified. I can't tell you.
Okay, well, I only have a zip line for one person, so we're going to have to do other runs, like this is Anthem or some shit, if we want to do that.
Okay, so, that's fine, because math doesn't work, so we probably have 14 zip lines.
All right, cool. So we're going to need to get Kat out via the magic of zip lines, because that is obviously how you get into a prison.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make sure we have some sort of shape charges for the walls, because something has to blow up in a prison break as a detonation for a distraction. And while I'm at it, we've got E.T.'s bicycle.
All right. Sounds good.
Look, if it worked for Kamen Rider, it's obviously going to work in the Digimon universe.
That's fair. That... fuck. Hello and welcome to Going Digital, the Digimon Rewatch Podcast, where I'm Shin Garrett.
And I'm Shin Garrett RX.
Is that where that bike part happened? I don't remember.
No, that was in X8.
I watched X8 and I don't remember this.
Yeah, one of the monsters was doing the bike thing to try and get away, and he just rolls into frame and kicks them to death.
I don't remember. I know in Forza, like, they completely mimicked the E.T. thing where, like, he shoots the bike into space and he's all shadowy in front of the moon.
Oh, no. X8 straight up has an enemy try and get off the ground in a bike. And he's like, yeah, I'm flying. And they do a knockoff Spielberg music. And all of a sudden, Emu rolls into frame and just whoomp.
Wow. That's amazing that I don't remember that.
I'll get you the GIF later.
Yeah. Was it like a Buckster? Was it?
It was just a random enemy of the week.
Wow. I don't remember that. Anyway, Digimon.
Yeah. This week we're talking about episodes 42?
Six.
46 of each show, including, in the O2 category, Black War Greymon versus War Greymon, or Duel of the War Greymon, or Battle of the Internetwork Stars.
I'm not sure about that last one.
It's Italian.
Okay. I guess there are probably Italian titles.
Yes. That's how Sailor Moon La Luna Splende exists. It is a DS game based on Sailor Moon that only exists in Italy.
Is it any good?
Yeah, it's kind of okay.
You know, that's probably better than most Sailor Moon licensed games.
The shocking secret is that the puzzle games and the fighting games are all middling to excellent.
I've seen like the streams of people like competitively playing the Sailor Moon fighting game, and I giggle every time.
Oh, there's multiple.
That makes it even better. And I know the puzzle games are sweet as hell, because I played a lot of those in high school.
But, like, the 3DO Sailor Moon fighting game? Very bad.
There is a 3DO Sailor Moon fighting game?
Yes.
The 3DO released in other regions?
Yeah!
Shit.
Yeah! Did I tell you one of my best friends had a 3DO when it was relevant?
No. That must have been interesting for, like, that 2 months.
It was pretty amazing because it's how I first got to play the best version of Star Control 2.
Oh, isn't the best version of Star Control 2 the PC port of the 3DO version?
Well, now, but that was, like, 10 years after the 3DO port came out.
That's true.
Anyway, the point is, go play the Urquan Masters.
Yeah. And not the new one that came out on Steam.
I don't know if it's being sold again because of the lawsuit.
Oh, yeah, shit, they probably took that down, huh?
Yeah, I know it's back up on GOG, but they're also involved in the case and slightly culpable for shit, so...
Huh. Anyway, we should talk about Digimon this time for sure.
We should. So, Battle of the Internetwork Stars.
Yeah.
How would you like it if I summed up the plot of what's going on in this episode?
I'd be impressed, because I'm not sure there was a plot.
Oh, I can easily sum up the plot, and I can probably do it in under 30 seconds.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and explain it to me.
All right, and go. So it turns out that in the last day or so, a bunch of kids were turned into evil mini-Kens, which is good because the scientist who did it worked with Izzy's father, and so he has a convenient picture that they can show to other kids' mother, the journalist, so she can start investigating it. But as a good thing, they try to find the kids who all reject them because everything is insects now to these children. And also it turns out that Pale Scientist Man is half human, half Digimon, which is how he created Digimon out of his cells, which is where all of our villains are this season. Therefore, Black War Greymon the Hedgehog shows up and decides that you're the fake hedgehog, and they have a duel over Tokyo while the villains escape.
Okay. I have things.
Sure.
The first one, that was over 30 seconds.
Yeah, I figured.
The second one, it is Ken's dad, not Izzy's.
My bad.
And then it was TK's mom.
I didn't say whose mom it was. That's just said true. Somebody's.
I was just clarifying.
Yeah.
And I don't think Oikawa is half Digimon.
It's a 50-50 because Black War Greymon goes, yo, you are not of this world.
Well, I think he was just saying that to piss him off.
Maybe, but again, this is a man who turned his DNA into 3 Digimon, so I don't know if he's entirely human.
Well, 2 and tangentially a third. Because Black War Greymon was created by Arokenimon's hair going into 100 Dark Towers, which then made Black War Greymon.
I'm just saying, he's the grandkid.
Yeah. Between Arokenimon and 100 Towers.
Yeah. So, I have a question for you. Does the show influence the lore of the games and other things in this property? Like, is the show considered the Bible of canon, or do they just go, no?
Well, who knows? Because, the first 2 real games were pre-02?
Mostly it's just the question of, are Sleater-Kinemon and Mummymon half-human, half-Digimon hybrids in everything else, or is that just a thing for O2?
I think that's just a thing for O2, and I don't know if I call them hybrids.
I mean, they're made of human DNA.
But digital human DNA.
I'm just saying, by that logic, what you're suggesting is 23andMe is creating new mutants every time they scan a sample.
Yes, and?
Oh, I don't like the future you've chosen to live in.
I mean, all futures are bad.
I'm Diabetes Mon, and this is what happens when somebody got one of my beard hairs.
I mean, I think you still have to do other things to make a Digimon out of it.
No, they just took data from DNA.
Yeah, they did a lot of science, though, to make the Digimon part.
Oh my god, you know what I just realized?
No.
Jurassic World would be full of the worst Digimon.
Oh my god, just all of the dinosaur OCs?
Yes. Do you know how many War Greymons there are in that world?
All
17.
Of them?
17 War Greymons. One for every spin-off genre of music.
I think you're lowballing at 17 then.
No, you can get all music down to 17 bass genres and then you split from there.
Okay. See, you say that, I'm like, how many fucking waifu dinosaurs are there then? Probably like a million, right? Like, it's probably just the worst future.
Yeah, let's not even start talking about the weird waifu dinosaur. Waifu Greymon. Waifu War Greymon.
Hello, honey!
Or would it be, hello, honey?
I don't know.
That shield on my back, it's an apron now.
I hate everything.
And just think, you thought that notes were going to make us more coherent.
I think we've already talked about more Digimon than we did last time.
Also true. So, yeah, I actually have a notes document for once, even if it is mostly things I scrawled in my own hand at 4 a.m.
Why were you watching this at 4 a.m.?
Well, actually, it was like 2, but...
More importantly, was it better or worse at 2 a.m.?
I definitely had fun with it, but I have no idea what I was writing in some of these questions.
Oh, that's good.
Like, this is an actual line that is written on a paper on my desk. Dub cuts Black War Suicide.
Okay.
I think I know what that is, but I'll have to check in the background.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why Black War Greymon came back. I mean, I do, because he's going to do something next episode that's going to be relevant, but they could have just done something else instead.
It's possible. However, we also could have perhaps not had a creepy, gaunt dude whose plan is to go around harvesting children and making Digimon out of his body.
I mean, I guess.
That is definitely one of the most uncomfortable turns I've seen is, yep, I shoved eggs into all these kids.
They're spores. Completely different.
There's seeds in one translation, spores in another.
And seeds grow into spores.
No, they don't.
They do now.
Spores are more of a mushroom thing.
No,
is this man part mushroom?
This is how digital works.
He does look very damp. I could believe he's part mushroom.
I mean, basically, you can sum up this episode with the one line he says. It's like, don't spew your philosophy at me.
Yeah, that is in both versions, actually. Hearing that come out of a 90s dub voice actor is great. Don't you philosophize at me.
It's a good line, and basically just what one should say to a Black War Greymon.
Yep. So we should actually get into the part where all of these characters show up. Anyway, kids go hunting around looking for A-hole Scientist and also the children. The children have, within one day, all turned super evil and sociopathic.
Yeah, you know this because one kicks a cat.
One kicks a cat, the others refuse to talk to the kids, but also just constantly have an inner monologue of insects.
Yeah, like Ken when he was evil.
Yeah, except he had an actual insect with him. I don't know what these kids' excuses are.
I mean, a Wormmon is a Digimon.
But he's literally an insect Digimon.
I mean, maybe?
Caterpillars are an insect.
I mean, but it's a Digimon.
Yeah, but if we use it's a Digimon, then how are we going to talk about he's poop, but he's a Digimon? He's a dinosaur with emotional problems, but he's a Digimon. He's some kind of half-human, half-freak with an assault rifle, and he's a Digimon, etc.
I guess you have a point. I guess I'll concede this.
That can only go so far.
True, I guess. I suppose.
Also, speaking of Mummy Mon and all the others, Mummy Mon, and Old Mon, we have them hiding at a weird chalet in the Mountain Fuji.
Yeah, they just break into this house that's now theirs.
Yeah. And then it's theirs for a total of one night because they wake up to Black War Greymon in the real world blowing the house up.
Yep, Black War Greymon blows it up.
He goes, hey, you're my granddaddy. And the other two are like, we didn't know about this. And the old guy is just like, yes, yes, that's correct. Fuck off.
Yeah. He learned the meaning. He found his creator, I guess. Yep.
At which point he wants to murder his creator. But thankfully, Agumon has decided to follow the same hole that Black War Greymon took.
I don't
took
know
to
if this is thankfully.
World. Well, it's questionable. They think they need the scientist alive to get the dark seeds out of the kids because they can't figure out a way to do it.
No, don't. Just give Izzy like 2 days.
Look, man, you heard the kids. We can't do anything about this. Clearly we need a dark scientist.
Well, one, you thought, I think the kids know what they're talking about for once.
Hey, I'm just going to presume the children who live this adventure are much more versed in digital technology than me.
I don't. I think I know more about digital technology than them.
Much like I do not criticize my wife on issues relating to her job, I am not going to give the DigiDestined crap about theirs. Now, if they start trying to step to me about database analysis, I will put them in their place with a fist.
Fair enough. I still think Izzy could have probably just solved it, though. They just need to throw him at the problem.
See, with this show, if you say throw him at the problem, I'm imagining WarGreymon hurling him at the scientist and going, I'll take care of this. You solve that.
Yeah, no, that's also fine.
Hmm.
I mean, also the kids are still bad at communication where, like, everybody goes off to do their own thing. But Taya and Hikari need to go do a super secret thing to get Agumon to go fight Black War Greymon.
I mean, he kept calling them and emailing them. There's one really good line in the dub where she checks her phone and Gatomon just goes, can you try not getting emails for 5 minutes?
Yeah, emails. Remember when emails were a thing?
I still deal with a lot of emails, my
dude.
So
do I. I know.
Yeah.
I was being sarcastic with that joke.
That's fair.
I mean, really, text messaging is just small emails.
It's true. And I have infinite of them.
Really, everything is just IRC.
Slack and Discord definitely, to the point where you can connect to them with IRC clients.
Yeah, I mean, I think Twitch, like, straight out says, they're like, yeah, no, chat rooms are just IRC.
Also true. But I don't think I have used a Twitch chat room in years.
That's probably for the better.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's going to be like that one XKCD comic where the neural network is going to have to support an IRC link.
Okay, that's actually a good joke. XKCD, we get it right one in every 1,000.
I think it's more than every 1 in 1,000.
I am very much a Goat KCD as the superior version of that comic type.
I've never seen Goat KCD.
All right. I want you to imagine XKCD,
mm-hmm.
but the last panel of everyone is replaced with Goatsy.
No, I don't want that.
It makes a lot of them funnier.
I don't want that.
So don't put that link in the show notes.
I don't want that.
It is a fantastic comic.
So for the one panel comics, is it just Goatsy?
Widescreen Goatsy.
I don't want this.
You should see what it does for that stupid sandcastle thing that grew up over like a month.
So Digimon. We're talking about Digimon. Definitely talking about Digimon.
Yeah, I can't make that transfer back. Goat KC Digimon.
Sure. Also, there's more like wave hand lore bullshit about how Agumon can become his War Greymon to fight Black War Greymon, even though everybody else's power to do whatever went away because that just happens now.
It's because Agumon asked.
No, I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, he just says, we asked for more power because, you know, everything was out of whack already, but there was only enough for Agumon.
Yeah, and then like, everything went back to shit because they gave the kids power to do whatever for that X amount of time. Except Impeldramon, because Impeldramon can do whatever the fuck he wants. And he just has unlimited magic Digimon God power.
Look, man, sometimes you cheat engine your MP to max and decide, I want to cast all the Ultimas.
Look, sometimes I do that. And by sometimes, I mean only when I play Lightning Returns.
Oh no, it's great in every game. You should try it.
It probably is.
Speaking as a beautiful cheater, yes, it is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
You know what game was great with infinite MP? EverQuest.
I feel like that's not the best thing to do. I feel like cheating in multiplayer isn't good.
Well, this was a modded server. That's not a thing you could do on a live game.
I mean, who knows? You could have, for all I know, you could have packet sniffed somehow to block the MP deduction from spells when you casted it.
Hey, I need to see about what I can do in Warframe with that idea.
Shit.
Oh man, I'm gonna go around as the most lethal Nidus ever.
Would you just like turn off energy usage for Nidus?
Oh, I just think he just boost my stacks.
Oh shit, yeah.
Just roll in with a hundo.
And just turn off the cooldown for undying.
I don't even need the cooldown for undying. If you give me a hundo stacks out the gate, everything is dead.
That's probably true. Also, it's crazy that you can stack Rage and the new Plains version of Rage to get like 80% energy conversion.
Yeah! Which is pretty much the one thing Nidus doesn't need.
Do you have a spare Rage?
Possibly. I'll log in later.
Warframe aside, but you should play Warframe because it's good.
It has the body horror baby. Yeah!
I think it has multiple, probably.
It does have multiple, but it has my main, the body horror baby.
Is that Nidus?
Oh, yeah. When he gets angry, his head opens up.
Yeah.
Rules.
I grinded his parts once and then bought him on PC, because I'm like, I'm not doing it again.
I have bought him and all of his very few skins, and I love the one that makes him into an eyeball-covered mass of tumors that constantly looks at you. And then since we recorded this episode, they announced a new skin for my boy who turns him into Sonic the Hedgehog, which is creepy, and I'm probably not going to buy that. So I proved myself a liar in 5 days. Great.
I don't have that one. I got the one where it has, like, the glowy hands across the chest.
Yeah, that's Nidus Deluxe.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, did you not put on the cape that gives you the eyeball tumor?
No.
Because it's constantly staring at you depending on where the camera is.
That's terrifying.
I love it.
But Digimon, totally talking about Digimon.
Yeah, anyway, the kids all split up for fights. They make sure to get Black War Greymon out of the city, but the villains decide, hey, if we stay in the city, the heroes won't attack us, and that's how they get away.
Yeah, it gets all Scooby-Doo as fuck in the end.
Yeah, we're going off on 3 or 4 different splitting ups, with some of the kids deciding to manage traffic to keep people out of the highway battle.
Yeah, oh yeah, we definitely got to talk about Vemon and Stingmon directing traffic.
It's pretty good, and in the dub, they actually call out, nothing to see here, just two giant monsters directing the flow of traffic.
Yeah, nothing to see there.
So there's that. Other kids are tailing the van, and it is a van that has all the villains in it.
Yeah, but remember, they chained the tires last night.
Yes, they're ready for snow.
That was a plot point.
Yes. The scientist might be an a-hole. Also, the dub made sure that putting wine into something for cooking was replaced with vinegar.
Oh yeah, no, we can't have alcohol in our kid show. We can talk about philosophy, but no, can't have alcohol.
It was just a strange change because it's not like he was drinking it or anything. He just opens a bottle and pours it into the pan while he's stirring.
No, I mean, obviously, kids don't know that when you cook with alcohol, it cooks the alcohol out.
Yeah. Ah, memories. So, the final arc is blah, blah, blah. We fought Black War Greymon over the ocean. And it ends with, I actually checked this in the background. In the subtitled version, he goes, I wish you'd killed me, when the fight is over and they're all just lying there wrecked. And they do not have any of that dialogue. So Wormhan's speech just comes out. It's like, in the subtitled version, he says this, and that's what pisses off Wormhan enough to give the long speech about, well, fuck you, life is worth living because it's pain and you deserve pain.
It's really weird, though, because, like, the speech switches in the middle to Agumon and then switches again to Vimon. It was really jarring.
Yeah.
Because, like, it showed Wormhan talking, I'm like, oh, that's weird that Wormhan's doing it, and then I see Agumon's mouth moving, and I'm like, what is going on?
Well, it doesn't at first. He's turned around for half of it, and I think they only animated part of that.
Well, yeah, when it pans over and you see his mouth, then he's talking. I'm like, wait, I thought Wormhan, what is going on?
And again, in the dubbed version, it just instantly starts with, there's an explosion, he's lying on the ground, and suddenly Wormhan is super angry at him.
Yeah, I also don't know why Impaledron felt the need to also get in on that fight.
I mean, it was what tipped the scales in the end, is three explosions instead of two.
Yeah. I guess.
So can we talk about how Black War Greymon is Shadow the Hedgehog?
What was that?
Can we talk about how Black War Greymon is Shadow the Hedgehog?
You're super robot-y right now. Now you're just being robot-y, but on purpose. The other times, I think Discord was actually messing up.
Yes. Can we talk about how Black War Greymon is actually Shadow the Hedgehog?
No, because I like one of them.
Which one?
Shadow the Hedgehog.
When's the last time you played his 2008 game?
Never.
Okay, because he's very much straight out of that game, because he has amnesia about his origins as a weapon created in a laboratory.
But he has guns in that game.
And you think Black War Greymon doesn't have guns?
Yes.
I'm going to just type in Black War Greymon with a pistol and... Do, 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 do.
He's also not a hedgehog. And he also doesn't have hover soap shoes.
No, that was Sonic who had those. Yep, no, I absolutely
found... Shadow could also grind rails, so I assume they were also soap shoes.
No, he's the ultimate being. He can do that. Sonic needed the assistance of human technology.
Of soap shoes.
Well, only until the after effects of Sonic Adventure 2, because the brand went under.
My next question was going to be, do soap shoes still exist?
I had to answer this question for someone a few years ago, and no, they cratered in the late 2000s.
That sucks.
Also, I want you to know that I instantly found art of Black War Greymon with a pistol in a piece called Black War Greymon vs. Mewtwo.
You don't fight Mewtwo with a pistol.
Clearly that's what Black War Greymon does, which is why he succeeds where we humans failed. I'm just saying, do you know what nobody in the Pokemon anime tried? Sniper rifle.
Sure, I guess. But you see, it was the power of something that fixed it.
Did Pikachu cry?
Yeah. I think Ash died, and then Pikachu cried, and then it fixed everything.
Ash dies a lot, from what I'm learning about those movies.
Does Ash die a lot?
Well, there was that recent one where Pikachu talked and said, I love you, as Ash died.
Oh, well, I mean, like, how do we know that wasn't just Ash hallucinating at when he was dying?
I don't know, but Pikachu canonically has a female voice now.
That makes things very uncomfortable.
Yep. The final things Ash hears before expiring are, "I love you too, Ash."
Huh.
I don't know if that ever came out in English.
I don't know.
I actually haven't seen the movie. I just know it fucked up a lot of Pokemon friends when that came out.
Did you know Kamen Rider Drive is going to be Detective Pikachu?
Yeah.
I'm pretty into
Did
that.
Did you know Ryan Reynolds is going to dub over Kamen Rider Drive when it comes to America? Vroom vroom, I'm a car!
Is that dubbing over He's Drive the or the belt?
He's the belt.
You know, fuck, if that's how we get a dub of Drive, I'll take it.
Just imagine the spit take scene over and over with Ryan Reynolds as the belt. See?
Toei hates us, though.
Yeah, I was just telling someone about the licensing hell that the Sailor Moon Toku show is in.
I don't even know that one.
Quick version. It was a property that was way past its prime. That was 5 years after the anime ended. That was being marketed to an entirely different audience than the one that had traditionally gone in for the show. And they gave it much too much of a push, like idol tours and radio shows for those characters.
That's amazing, actually.
And then it cratered. It is the lowest popularity thing ever to do with the license.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I remember people actually liking it.
Oh, yeah, I enjoy it. I think that while it's not the one I would recommend to people first, it's definitely the most interesting take on the material. But
I mean, that's saying something, because there's two musicals.
Yeah. Yeah, the one where they fight Dracula in a haunted house is a thing.
That sounds amazing.
It's actually kind of boring.
Oh.
Yeah, that was from the old generation of musicals.
I mean, really, this all just sounds like this is DecaCast fodder at some point.
Yeah, I will probably use some of PGSM as a filler on there if one time or another. But, yeah, the issue is that, yeah, there's multiple other companies involved with the rights to it. And I think the whole black eye nature of it means Takeuchi is kind of like, keep that thing buried.
That's probably fair. You know, speaking of licensing, though, we're only like years away until Harmony Gold doesn't have Robotech anymore.
Yeah, I think we're two out.
Man, I cannot wait.
I think the question is going to be, what state is that license going to be in by then? Because it's been a couple of years since their last show.
I had to pause to think there. I'm like, was Delta super long ago? I guess Delta was like 2 years back.
I'm just saying, that's not a Gundam where it's in the spotlight consistently. That goes with fallow periods in Japan, too.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Macross, though.
Same, but I'm also just very curious how much you would get a renewed push, because you'd have to redub everything. Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to dub everything, period, because, like, we never got Frontier, we never got Seven, we never got Delta.
Well, I mean, Plus and all of the shows that went into Robotech would have to be redone, even though they did have a Genesis Climber Mospita box set.
Oh, yeah, Mospita and the third one.
Southern Cross. Yeah, something. There was some other word on the title that I forget, because that one was the most bland.
Yeah. Macross is real good, though.
It's true. You know, it wasn't real good this episode. Any other thoughts?
It was fine. Do you remember Love is like a perfect movie, though, Fight Me?
Wow, that's your perfect movie?
I think Do You Remember Love's really good.
I think it's good. I don't know if it's my perfect movie. My perfect movie is Videodrome.
I mean, I mean, I was saying a perfect movie, not the perfect movie.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah.
Like, I put it right up there with the Mazinger Infinity movie is real good.
Never seen it.
It came out on Blu-ray recently, finally.
All right. I'll have to find it.
It's real good, though. Like, it's a real good love letter to just Mazinger. And, like, it takes enough of a step away from, like, continuity and lore because it's just in the future where you can kind of just wave your hand at not having to know anything.
Oh, you just made me think of the one casualty of the Harmony Gold license ending. We'll never get to see what happens after Robotech the Shadow Chronicles.
Oh, no.
Have you ever watched that movie?
No.
Holy crap, it's underwhelming.
It also probably means that the live-action movie project's gonna be dead for reals.
That was never happening.
I think it was at one point.
That was happening in the way the American Akira has been happening for 20 years.
Okay, you know what? Fucking Alita came out.
Alita came out because James Cameron has more money than sense.
Okay, A, I really like that movie. B,
I didn't say it was a bad movie. I said the only reason it came out is because James, I make $1 billion when I piss Cameron, has been putting all his stuff into backing it for ages, and it still took this long.
Yeah, but it came out, which is amazing.
I'm just saying, find me anyone who is in Akira or Robotech's corner like that. George Lucas isn't out here going, you know what I'd love to see, Steven? I would absolutely love Neo Tokyo EXPLODING on the screen.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want that from Lucas.
I would.
Okay.
I want an American Akira from George Lucas.
The monkey paw is curling.
Do it, Lucas. You have billions and you can make it happen.
That'd be a really weird thing. We're not talking about Digimon at this point.
No, we're talking about Applemon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess I don't super have anything else to say about O2.
Well then, let's talk about Wish Upon a Star, Operation Save Astro.
So, there's one real big flaw with this episode.
What's that?
YouTubers are actually awful.
Let's just say yes.
That's the actual flaw in this episode. Everything else is fine.
I mean, the question is, are career YouTubers awful? And
yes.
The children who use it are actually kind of innocent swept up in this bullshit? Because Astrid is like 5.
It's definitely more than 5. I think it's like 12.
8 tops.
No, I think I actually looked it up, and I think it was like 12.
He's barely bigger than his Appymon partner.
Yeah, but his uncle's giant, so, like, how do sizes work?
Clearly he got the recessive genes.
Alright, he's 11. I looked it up.
See? 5 plus 8 is 11.
Yeah, but you didn't do that on purpose.
No, but if you factor in things and the binomials are actually backwards, too.
Okay, whatever.
I will technobabble my way out of everything.
Okay.
Anyhow, the plot is his uncle rolls up, grabs him, and says, I'm taking him to that temple because you've made him soft, brother.
Yeah, he made him soft by letting him pursue his endeavors? Question mark.
So in the middle of the week, he just comes in, grabs this kid over his shoulder, and goes, taking him to prison temple, see ya.
Well, it's summer break, so that part's fine.
Yeah, I guess.
This was after he stirred Dato 10,000 times.
But he made a promise to a sick child who we will never see again in a hospital, who is one of his commenters, that he was going to make another video for her in 2 days' time. The video in question sucks, so.
Well, he said he was going to make sure to film the
Which meteor one? Shower.
Meteor shower.
Yeah, but he also makes it sound like I'm doing it for this girl.
Yeah, he does do that.
That's my point there, yeah. Anyhow, he's in a temple, so everyone takes like 12 hours to figure out that he's missing, even with his Digimon running there the whole time.
Well, no, like the Musumon went to the hideout and is like, hey, Aster's gone, and then the watch rang, and then the watch got taken away.
Yep.
And then they plan a heist.
It's like it's some kind of tower heist.
Yeah.
I'm the only person who remembers that movie.
Probably.
Fun fact, it was originally going to be Trump Heist, but he didn't get paid enough to let them put his name on it, so they just changed it to a generic tower.
Oh, that might be for the better, actually.
Didn't help with making it any less forgettable.
Eh.
I feel like you'd at least get some irony watches on that these days.
That's true. I don't think it's a tower. It's high up in the sense that it's built above a river, but...
It's a big stone pillar in the sea that they refer to as being like Alcatraz.
Yeah. But only two people before have escaped it. You'll never guess what two people this was.
Yep.
Never.
Anyway, it runs in their family that they're going to break out of this place, not that he knows it.
So, question is like... So was this whole thing a setup just to test him then?
Well, here's the thing. If he can't break out, he ends up becoming a very dutiful student. If he can break out, he has the same fire that both his brother and his uncle, or his father and his uncle did, that led them to become such amazing tea ceremonialists.
Yeah. Sure.
So yeah, it's a no-lose.
That's true. It's weird, because like, yeah, I don't know. Because like, he could have given chase at the end, but he's like, nah. He escaped. I'll let him have it.
Yeah. He pulled off the same thing I did. All right, kid. You are my successor. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, and Eugene's an evil robot, probably.
Yeah.
Or evil AI. I'm probably more of an evil AI.
Yeah, Hiei calls, what's his name, Gatchaman's guy, and goes, hey, don't trust Eugene. His past is all fake.
Yeah, so why call the one that's best friends with him? Why not call, like, the other one?
You call the one you think is most in danger.
I guess. But, like, again, like, best friends, like, I don't know.
I mean, all they have to do is catch him looking at just the right angle where his eyes turn red again, and then he's caught.
Yeah, and no, they'll probably just write it off and just be like, oh, whatever, that's fine.
That's because I was looking at him through the AR camera app on my phone.
Okay, sure.
It's a red eyes photo joke.
Oh. Yeah, I get that now.
Yeah. Also, I don't think that dog actually said shit.
I mean, the subtitle said it, though, and that's enough for me.
During the breakout, one of the plans is to have RPGmon and some other wiener kid run away with meat on a bone, and then the other wiener kid eats the meat on a bone, and the dogs have a conversation, which is subtitled for us, that the fan translators translated as, shit, he ate our meat. Let's chase these other guys again instead. They seem slower.
Yeah, I'm into it. It's fine.
It's a little weird.
I mean, it's Atmon.
Also, Bootmon does not appear anywhere in this episode.
No, yeah, Bootmon doesn't matter.
Yep.
The more we forget about Bootmon, the better.
I mean, we're only on episode 49.
Yeah, there's only... No, we're on 46.
Oh, yeah! My notes don't have any numbers in them.
What else was I saying? I've lost my train of thought.
Oh, also, the monster we focus on this week is Eugene, who becomes homicidally jealous of... What's his face?
Haru?
Haru, yeah, I keep forgetting his name.
So, So that's like a Yandere thing, right? That's the Dere type we'd use?
Yes. He is very Yandere for Haru.
Yeah. Surely nothing will happen of that. Surely the next episode isn't called The Truth About Yujin or anything. That'd be silly.
Yep. I hope Yujin, who is totally not a digital life form, does not touch Bootmon, who would end up overcharging him.
I don't know if you just spoiled that or not. It's literally 50-50 to me right now.
The best part is, I don't even know if I spoiled that.
Whew, the fuck knows.
Yeah. I know about some things in the ending, but I don't even know. I keep forgetting Bootmon exists until he team rockets through the episode for 5 seconds.
I just know the last episode is called Our Singularity, so I'm assuming a singularity happens at some point.
Huh. Okay. I should look that up at some point, just so I'm aware.
Good. And I mean, I only know that because, like, when I go to the wiki to scroll through the episode names, Atmon's at the bottom of the page, so I control N to get to the bottom of the page, and it says Our Singularity.
Makes sense.
I'm not cheating on purpose.
Hey, right. I have to do another one of these episodes in 2 weeks' time.
Huh?
I just looked at the clock and realized, hey, I'm going to have to fill in for you in 2 weeks.
You are?
Why, yes.
I didn't even know about this.
Because you see, it's almost April.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
Oh, you know what? That actually works out. I'm on a work trip, the 27th through the 1st, ironically enough.
Sick. All right, I will get that ready.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, it's not Halloween, so you can't bring out anything too bad.
No, I already know what topic we will cover.
Okay.
How do you think your fans will like hearing about networking?
Only if there's some battling with it.
I think we can have aggressive networking.
Aggressive networking? I think that's just like a weird aggressive inline spinoff, and I'm super into it.
I'm going to talk about Rock and Roll Man's aggressive network technique.
Battle Network's real good.
It is. So we'll have to bring out the anime.
No, the good part, Fletch.
No. I have to bring out the anime. This is a show about anime.
That's true, I guess.
I'm going to find whatever episode I first discover and just... Maybe I should see if that one that I theorized exists actually exists.
Probably.
All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to find the Higsby Shrinks the Navvies episode.
That sounds like a thing that probably exists.
Yes. Number Man would be the one who would do compression algorithms.
Yeah.
If there is a weird fetish episode of Battle Network, I will find it.
There's probably more than one.
That's true.
Higsby's real good. Like, he used to be my icon on Slack for, like, ever.
I know. Buh.
Because there's, like, that one... There's, like, that one image on him on, like, every image board ever where it's him just drinking a ramen. And it looks real good. And I used it as my avatar for a long time. This story is going nowhere.
It's true, but people needed to know.
Yeah. Higsby's real good.
Yeah. So I'll find a good Higsby episode.
Also, though, I don't know how I get to this from Higsby, but when they're in the secret base, Dokomon and Offmon are playing rock, paper, scissors. And how does that work when Offmon's hand is covered by his sleeve so you can never see what he's playing? Or is he always playing rock or paper?
I mean, he just has to call out what he's playing.
No, that's not how that works.
That's how he cheats.
What a cheater.
Yep. As a fellow cheater, let me just say, good move, my dude.
Yeah.
So do we have anything else to say about either of these episodes?
No. Maybe, I don't know.
What would you say was your favorite this week?
Atmon, probably. Like, I like a good heist.
Same. And, I mean, we make it sound like we're glossing over the heist, but it really was. Zipline in, throw out some other Atmon as distractions, go.
Yeah, this was the episode where they remembered they had other Atmon.
Yeah. Which is why you heard us referring to RPG Demon.
Yeah, it was RPG Mon and Eat Food Mon.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say Fatso Satso Mon.
Yeah, that's another way to put it. It's just weird that, again, like, this is like 6 episodes before the end of the series.
And RPG Mon doesn't particularly get powered up when he's summoned with the Apley driver.
Yeah. Also, insertion should be a banned word from that show.
Insertion me.
No, stop.
Would it be better if we referred to what one of his co-workers uses, which is explosive insertion?
No.
How about Eugen's obviously very cool and collected slow insertion?
That's not what he says.
Or Astra would clearly have to be digging insertion.
No, his is rhythmatic insertion.
Ooh, rhythmatic sounds even better.
Or rhythm or something. It's something with rhythm, and it's dumb and bad, and I hate it.
So what you're saying is that the DJ kid has the rhythm method?
Oh my god.
Somewhere Kat just screamed because I made that joke.
I don't even think we recapped Atmon now that I'm thinking about it.
Oh, here's what happened in Atmon.
There was a heist.
A giant burly man stole a child, so other children stole him back.
Yeah, he was like a giant burly Oni man, though. He had like the fancy necklace and stuff.
It's true. That made him a priest.
Yeah.
So he took the child to the home for infinite losers.
Yep.
And then everyone left and turned up in God's desk.
Oh, hold the fuck up. We forgot to talk about the part where Astra fucking dabs.
Did that actually happen?
Yes.
Okay.
It was at the end when he was filming the meteor shower. And they called it dancing, but he was dabbing.
I'll be honest, I was in no way looking at that meteor shower dance out of pure embarrassment for that child.
He was dabbing.
Okay. He truly is a millennial.
Yeah. YouTube's maybe bad.
No, wait. We're at the point where this is in the future, so he would have to be something that isn't a millennial.
No, this is in 2016, 2017.
Oh, right. We've had this conversation 5 times about the stupid opening.
Yeah, the opening says, in the year, blah, 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 AI will blah, blah, blah. But it's not at that point yet.
Yeah. Unless Eugen is.
Yeah, whatever. He's probably an AI or Leviathan or whatever.
Do we care?
Maybe. I don't know.
All I'm going to say is the only way you can make me care about Eugen's plot is if it turns out he is a pusher and or shover robot.
I don't know. Like, Atmon's kind of falling apart in the back end. Like, Atmon is generally pretty good, but like, its back end stuff isn't good. Like, there's really good Atmon episodes. I swear they exist.
Oh yeah, I've watched a couple.
It's just some of them aren't.
I'm just saying, I want to hear the words, "I will protect Haru from the terrible secret of space."
Probably.
Yeah. Ah, I'm old.
I guess you can find the show on the internet at goingdigitalpodcast.com, where there's links to stuff and things. You can email us at thericeballnetwork@gmail.com or at goingdigitalpodcast.com.
You should email that address because I'm the only one who ever sends things in.
Yeah, well, sometimes. Mostly.
You should send things that are not my horrible monkey's paw questions.
Yeah, really. Actually, do you want to do one?
Sure.
I think I still have some.
I do not actually know what would still be in the box at this point, so I'm going to be just as surprised as you.
10, 8, or 6?
6.
Okay. Yo, what's up? I got the word on the street that they say you got the word, and the word is when the elevator gets stuck on a floor and the Digimon Muzak keeps playing on loop for 13 hours until you're rescued, what tune do you want to hear in awful, wordless, Casio keyboard style for the length of time, possibly alone or confined with up to 5 strangers?
Wow, I do not remember writing this at all. This is a horrible nightmare.
I mean, that's what you wrote.
I believe it. I could probably find it in my sent emails. But, if I am trapped in 13 hours of elevator, I want to hear Muzak Careless Whisper.
I don't know what Careless Whisper is. So I'm never gonna dance again the way I dance with you.
George Michael song.
I don't know what Muzak I'd want to hear.
Well, the question was what Muzakified version of another song.
Yeah, well, I don't know what Muzakified version of another song I'd want to hear either. What have I been listening to a lot?
What do you want to hear as a crappy MIDI?
I mean, I want to hear the Gridman opening as a crappy MIDI because it's appropriate.
There you go.
Probably there's going to be a lot of things I'm going to hear as a crappy MIDI because fucking Super Robot Wars Terra comes out next week.
Yeah, speaking of crappy MIDIs.
Yeah, because I ain't buying the sound version because it's in Japanese. I don't read that.
It's true, so we have to get the off-brand licensing version.
Yeah, the Asia version. I think I'm actually just going to get the digital version this time. Because I don't want to wait for shipping and just want to play it.
My name is Sanji. I pilot the Angel Blade.
Is he in that one? I don't even remember. The list is crazy. I just know there's Galgagar, so I can fucking heaven and hell everything. Getter Robo's back. G Gundam's there. And Cowboy Bebop's off in the corner somewhere doing something.
Oh, I just realized what one of my other notes means, but I will have to bleep this out in editing however I am going to say it.
Okay. Digimon is real good sometimes.
That's absolutely what we just came back in on, yeah.
I don't know, like, I feel like for a bit, I've been kind of down on these episodes, but I think just, like, the end part of these series aren't as good as the rest of it.
No, nobody ever knows how to stick the landing, and they have, like, they do the Sailor Moon thing, where it's like, we know what the ending has to be, but we only have the animation budget to do 2 episodes of the craziness, so everything until then must be filler.
Yeah, that's true. And like, yeah, like some of the best episodes are kind of like the one-off episodes.
But we're like 5 from the end, and we just had to break a baby out of baby jail.
Yeah, I mean, it's not uncommon.
That's true. Baby jail is a common theme in the Digimon franchise.
Yeah, I meant the knowing the ending and not being able to stick it.
I just wanted to say baby jail.
That's fair.
Oh, shit, that's a thing that happens in the real world now. Shit.
Oh, well, shit.
Wow, I depressed myself.
I'm sorry.
That's fine, I can drink myself to sleep.
It's morning.
Yeah, but I don't have to be at work for another 2 hours.
Okay, that's fair.
Anyhow, you know where to find us on the internet. Do you have anything else to say?
No, you should email us on the internet, though, so you can tell us what you like and don't like about the show, so we can adjust what's in the show to...
70 emails. No more Fletcher, please.
Again, like 60 of them will be from Fletcher.
Yeah, at the rate things are going.
And like, one of them will maybe be from Kat, one of them will maybe be from me.
Evan sent something into the wrong show. So I have a haiku for you.
Oh, okay. Haiku me.
Oh no, baby jail. This is not good for the children. How will we get out?
Zip lines.
Is it blinds?
No, zip lines.
Oh, zip lines. I thought you asked, is it blinds?
No.
Yeah, zip lines make sense.
Yeah, because that's what... All right.
Yeah, they did. They ziplined everywhere.
The Digivolution was not in jail. Good time.
Goodbye.
And stop.